Hey, are you really into this movie? Oh, okay. No, that's fine. No, I don't watch anything else. I'm not in a movie mood, I guess. But, I mean, if you're into it, I don't know. Oh, okay. Oh, is it okay if I... Wait, what's remote control? Oh. Yeah, you can turn it down. Or off. If you want. If you want to turn it back on. Okay. I don't know. Is there anything you want to do? I guess I thought we could just talk. We haven't had a real conversation in a long time. I'm in the school, and you with your new job, and me with my asshole boyfriend drama. But the asshole boyfriend's out of the picture, and you finally have it off, so... You look so uncomfortable right now. The way you're sitting, all stiff and formal. Dude, we've known each other since sixth grade. Well, we've known of each other since sixth grade. But we've been friends for, what, 2 years now? No, 3 years. Yes. The summer after high school graduation was when we worked together at the Olive Garden. And you shocked me by revealing that you were actually capable of talking to girls. So, are you losing that ability again, or... Then why are you so tense? This sofa is so comfortable. Where did you get it? Ooh, la-di-da. I got all my furniture at thrift stores. When I moved off campus, I was like, I'm gonna get the most comfortable bed, and the most comfortable sofa, and the most comfortable chairs. But everything I have now is even worse than the student apartments. How much did you pay for this? Are you shitting me? For just the sofa or for the whole... Damn. I mean, I knew you were future Bill Gates, but I figured you'd at least stay poor through college like everyone else. I could sleep on this sofa. Like, this would be the only furniture I would need. I'd sell everything else in my apartment if I had this sofa. Do you sleep here? Wait, don't tell me. Your bed is even more comfortable, isn't it? You suck. Well, I'm just gonna lie back. And if you once again lost the ability to talk to girls, I'll just fall asleep here on your insanely comfortable sofa. No. No need to force yourself to talk. I'm perfectly fine. I am in bliss. I am one with the universe. Do you mind if I put my feet in your lap? I got a pedicure today. deluxe mani pedi. I splurged. Very irresponsible. But I figured I deserved a reward, you know, after finally breaking free from Todd. What do you think of the nail polish? Tell me the truth. Bright. Yeah, that's an understatement. I read an article that said electric pink is making an unironic comeback, but I don't know. Every time I look at my nails now, I hear Alanis Morissette in my head. Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? Yeah, like she's taunting me. Yeah, like she's a mean girl who's just following me around, making fun of my nail polish. But you know what? Nothing in her stupid-ass song is actually ironic, so maybe she's wrong and the article is right. I don't know. I like the French tips. Feel how soft and smooth my soles are. Feel the other one. I like my feet. I think they're the only part of my body that I'm actually vain about. I just thought it was such a tragic waste that Todd didn't have a foot fetish. I mean, look at them. Aren't they pretty? Oh, just okay, huh? Why do I get the feeling you're holding back? Like you're hiding something? Like maybe something under your arm? Like maybe if I were to wiggle my toes into your arm, I would... Oh my god, I felt it! Oh my god, I saw it! Oh my god, your heart is a rock! Oh my god, your sweatpants! Hey, where you going? Oh, come on. Come back. Come back. I was just messing with you. Seriously? You're gonna stand there with your back to me? I've already... Oh, come on. Turn around. You don't have to hide it. Dude, it's not like I've never seen you pitch a tent before. Many times. Senior year, geology class, we sat next to each other. No, we didn't know each other. In fact, I don't think you ever even said a single word to me or made direct eye contact. But whenever I wore flip-flops to school, I always felt your eyes making very direct contact with my feet. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to embarrass you. It didn't bother me. I thought it was kind of cute, actually. Though you tried so hard to be subtle about it. Hunched over your desk, sneaking peeks out of the corner of your eye. But the way your eyes bulged out of your head, it was easy to see where they were looking. And sometimes I saw the bulge in those baggy khakis you always wore. Hey, it was a nice bulge. I was impressed. Yes, very impressed, actually. Come on. Come back. The gopher's gone back underground, I see. Alright. Since I teased you about your little secret, I think it's only fair that I confess some of my secrets. Are you ready? Your little foot fetish. You do admit that you have a foot fetish, right? Oh, okay. Whatever. Your kink. Your thing for feet. Well, it had an impact on me. Yes. A much bigger impact than I ever would have expected. Oh, God. I can't believe I'm gonna tell you this. Okay. Since you now admit that you're into feet, you've probably noticed that I like to sit on my feet. Aren't usually on one foot like this. Yeah, all the time. Cute. I think it looks awkward. And my knees will probably be riddled with arthritis by the time I'm 30. But, I don't know, it's a habit and it's comfortable for me. Usually I'm not even aware I'm doing it. But when we sat next to each other in geology, and I knew you were staring at my feet with a raging boner in your khakis, I became very aware. I'd kick off my flip-flops and tuck my foot under my butt like always. But now I was extremely aware of how close my heel was to my pussy. How if I shifted my chair just a little bit and angled my foot just right and rocked back and forth. I mean, I'm sure I'd done it a million times. I know I had, but I'd never really noticed it or thought about it before. It was just mindless self-stimulation, you know? Like stroking your fingertips over the skin of your arm. Something that felt good, but not that good. I certainly never thought of it as sexual. But sitting next to you in the back row of geology class, knowing you were watching me grind against my heel. God. I was glad I wore an oversized top that first day, because by the end of class, I was dripping wet. My leggings were completely soaked through. You look as shocked as I was. I felt like a pervert. And I was the opposite of a pervert. It was like your perviness rubbed off on me or something. I always thought it was weird that I was so unpervy. Non-pervy. Pervy-averse. The only reason I let Todd take my virginity was because I knew he'd break up with me if I didn't. But I didn't like sex. I didn't even like masturbating. I always felt like I was doing it wrong. One time I found porn in Todd's browser history, and I was like, oh, good. And I emailed the links to myself so I could study it at home and figure out how the fuck I was supposed to act. It just seems so silly. Everything about sex was ridiculous. There was no way I would ever be capable of really losing control like that. Just going out of my mind with ecstasy. I hated the idea of losing control. If it seemed like I might lose control, if the nice sensations got a little too nice, and it felt like something big was building up down there, I always thought I was gonna faint, and it freaked me out, and I shut that shit down. I figured I'd just be one of those women who never have orgasms, and I was fine with that. But that first day in geology, rubbing my clit against a heel while you hid your hard-on under your arm, I realized I was closer to coming than I'd ever been in my life. Closer than Todd had ever gotten me, and closer than I'd ever gotten myself. From humping my foot at school, during class, in front of a nerd. believe it. It was totally insane. That first day, I was sure I was going to faint and fall out of my chair, and everyone would know what I've been doing, and the whole school would find out. And I'd have to live with the shame and humiliation for the rest of my life. I remember, like, halfway through class, snapping out of it and yanking my foot out from under me and stomping it back down the floor. But I knew you'd been watching. And at first I was so embarrassed because I was sure you knew what I'd been doing. But then I thought, maybe he doesn't know. Maybe he has no clue. Maybe he was so busy staring at the foot I wasn't sitting on that he didn't even notice what I was up to with the other one. And that made me kind of sad. I wanted you to notice. Your perviness had brought out a part of me I'd never known was there. I wanted to give you a reward. We were in the back row of the classroom, in the back corner. Nobody else would see. So I watched you out of the corner of my eye. And when I was sure you were looking at my foot out of the corner of your eye, I slowly raised it up to my chair, making sure your eyes followed the whole time. They did. And before you could look down at my other foot, I started grinding against the one under my ass. Subtly at first. Then I remembered you were a guy. You wouldn't get it if it was too subtle. So I lifted my ass a little and poked my toes out of the back of my chair, making sure you saw them wriggle and curl as I pressed my pussy against my heel and moved my hips up and down, up and down. Rubbing my clit through my leggings and letting out a little moan. Very soft. Soft enough so that only you could hear. I remember the exact moment when your eyes flashed and your mouth dropped open, and I knew that you knew. And, fuck, that made it even hotter. I felt myself gush, felt myself leaking through my panties, leaking through my leggings, and soaking the heel of my bare foot. By the end of class, my head was spinning, and I was so fucking horny I could barely see straight. It was the last class of the day, and I had cheerleader practice, but I skipped it. I went straight home. I went straight to my room and didn't even take off my clothes. Just jumped on my bed and sat on my foot and jammed my fingers between my heel and my clit and rubbed my foot like it was a cock and fingered myself. And after maybe a minute, I had my first fucking orgasm. And I farted. Seriously, I farted. When I woke up, I was dangling off the foot of the bed. And when I tried to sit up, I lost my balance and dropped to the floor. And I remember just lying there, staring up at the ceiling, thinking, oh my god, I just had my first orgasm and farted because of a nerd. And he'll never even know it. Now you do, though. And now you look like you're gonna faint. Oh, poor baby. Looks like all the blood in your head went straight down to the other head. No, no, don't cover it with your arm. I wanna see it. I like looking at your tent pole. Looking straight at it instead of sneaking peeks out of the corner of my eye like I always did in class. Wait. Oh my god, did you? Oh. pre-cum. Wow. That's a lot of pre-cum soaking straight through your sweatpants. I just wanna dip my toe in it. So wet. I can see why you wear baggy pants all the time. You are a horny dude, and that thing needs a lot of room. I used to feel sorry for you in geology, always trying to hide those awkward boners. But you couldn't. Not for me, anyway. You would get so hard. I wondered if it was painful. I worried about it. Sometimes I just wanted to stretch my leg across the aisle between us and put my foot in your lap and wrap my toes around your rock hard. Oh. 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 Okay. Damn. That is a lot of cum. Oh my god. Your sweatpants are soaked. I'm sorry. I was gonna take them off for you. I really wanna see it. I've wanted to see it for a long time. I've wanted to do that for a long time too. You're still hard. Good. I want to see it when it's hard. Wait, no, not yet. Give yourself some time to recover. I want it to be rock hard the first time I see it. Then I'll wrap my soft, smooth soles around it and stroke it and make it even harder. Make it as hard as it can be. I want your cock to be as hard as it can be when you fuck my brains out. You shouldn't do it here, though. Wouldn't want to make a mess on your expensive sofa. Why don't we go to that nice, comfortable bed of yours? Come on, pervert.